listeners. This is Left Off the Dial on Peach City Radio, and this is Ian.
And this is Dave, bringing you episode 147 today here, Left Off the Dial on CFUZ in Penticton, also heard on CFMH Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. Hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, everyone. And today we're going to play a bunch of music. A lot of new music.
Well, I think it's all new music, actually.
And a few leftovers.
Well, yeah, I think it looks like to me everything we're playing today was released in 2015, so that's good. Oh, except for one girl's name song later on, but most of it, 2015. And we'll let you know when we hit up to a leftover, which is something that didn't make our lefty list of 2015.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're going to start things off here with somebody from Vancouver. When this is, she's new to me, and she goes by the handle Morning Coo.
Yeah.
And we got a song called Baby Blue, and you met this.
Well, I was in Vancouver in August for a meeting of the minds of station people and radio station people, and I believe Morning Coo was sitting up in the CITR UBC studio lobby, one of the first shows they were going to have there. And there was quite an impressive array of electronics and pedals that was being put on display and utilized. So
I do like electronics and pedals. Yeah. So we'll check this out.
Let's give
Morning
it a spin.
Baby Blue.
It's the title track off of the album Baby Blue. So let's spin it up here on Left Off the Dial.
Thank you. upon your burning bed, I see what you're doing to me. Shoot your bullets at my boat, alligators in your moat. Still I swim, I wanna see your grin.
Was Megan Landry off her 2015 album Stills with Pieces. And before that, we heard from Morning Coo and Baby Blue. Tell me a little bit about Megan Landry.
Well, she's from Ottawa.
She contacted us and sent us her music.
She did. And she, I had a little bit back and forth, and she was like, you know, wanting somebody out here to play her tunes. And that was very pleasant. And she also sent us a lot of pictures of herself. Hmm. Included with that file. So,
well, album cover seems to have her taking a selfie. So maybe she's really into that kind of stuff.
Maybe she's into photography. She does have, actually, if you want to check her out, so it's Megan Landry. She's got actually all sorts of a nice web page. It looks like she's done videos. It's very polished. You know, for what looks to be an independent release, you know, she's actually put a ton of effort into her music and her craft.
Nice. All right, moving on to what's next here is looks like the Trash Templars.
Yeah, which I discovered these guys today. I don't know much about them, but I'll look them up while we're playing it. But these guys look like a good time. They're dressed up like knights of the Templar Knights, I guess.
And yeah, the Knights Templar. Yeah.
Knights Templar. So they're going to go do some crusading.
let's be crusaders and play their tune here. Here's I Want to Be Like You. Off the Trash Templars self-titled album from 2015 on Left Off the Dial.
our listeners, Ripper.
Ripper!
From Minnesota, On the Curb, which seems to be a song about taking your trash out.
I was wondering that, you know, like, they don't hear many punk songs talking about, you know, at least using the metaphors of household activities.
And actually, I'm looking at their Facebook page, and they do have, like, the banner across the top has a garbage can with a bunch of stuff on the curb.
Yeah. Well, you said they're from Minneapolis, right?
They're from Minneapolis. Yeah. And all I would suggest is for anybody who is taking their garbage out to the curb, you know, separate the stuff, you know, take the recycling out, take it to the appropriate places, because nothing drives me more than crazy than just seeing stuff that's going in the landfill that can be recycled. Just saying.
And you're not even a garbage individual, like a garbage worker.
No.
A waste worker.
I hate waste. I hate wasteful things. I like to be able to reuse them, recycle. You know what I'm saying?
This message has been brought to you by Ian.
Yes. And the
public service message.
Public service message. Before that, we had the Trash Templars, who are German. And I have to say, I love that. Mm. And they, speaking of trash cans, are basically wearing trash can helmets on their head.
So that whole segment of two songs there was thematically related, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah. So the Trash Templars and Taking Your Garbage to the Curb. Just a public service announcement from Left Off the Dial.
You mean it all sounds like we planned it, right? But we didn't. Next up, we're going to play some My Morning Jacket. This album was released in 2015. It's called The Waterfall, and it was a leftover.
It is a leftover, yes.
Yeah, didn't quite make the list.
And what's the dude? Yimmy Ames or
Jim James? Yim Yams? Yim Yams? I don't know how he's saying his name today, this week, this month. I don't know. But here's Big Decisions off of that 2015 album, Waterfall. Give it a listen. Here's My Morning Jacket on Left Off the Dial.
Chance, but you seem to always think twice.
dark credence over my glass. Over my glass, now he's gone. The dark shadow that came to pass. Over my shadow, he's gone. Finally free, heavy iron shawls and cold shoulders are gone. Open the key to the deeper key to find the life that was here all along. When it starts, it's already begun. It's already begun. When it starts and when it starts, it's already begun. Oh, NASA, you found the soul that runs through the blood that runs through your veins. Oh, NASA found a great miracle unlocked on astrophysical plane. A long way gone, still long way to go, but we'll always come back again. Until the day when everything ends and begins again. Understand your ritual, but I am drinking your wine again. Got big plans, got big ideas, a lifetime to defend. Just get my drinking under control, and I will live again. Dark credence over my glass, over my glass, now it's gone. Dark shadow that came to pass, over my shadow is gone. Finally.
Courtney Barnett with probably my favorite album title of 2015. That's Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. The song was Elevator Operator, and that incidentally was also a leftover from my perspective of the list anyhow. Before that we heard Nap Eyes from Wine of the Mystic with Dark Credence, and off the top was My Morning Jacket off The Waterfall with Big Decisions.
Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, that's a good album.
I just picked up the tangible orange vinyl release of it, and I must say, had I listened to it, I think more, it would have definitely made it to the lefty.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, I think it was released like in September, or maybe it was even earlier in the year. I'm not sure, but I came to it late. Like I think I acquired it in November. And I just hadn't had enough listens in before we did our Lefties show. Unfortunately, I would have been in the same position.
Yeah, because I really, really like it. It's
fresh, you know. It's raw. She's from Australia.
Yeah, and she's kind of got it's got a good sense of humor.
The lyrics are pretty cool, and her delivery is interesting and unique. And yeah, a lot of good things. But pick that album up if you get a chance. Sometimes I Sit and Think. Sometimes I Just Sit.
Yeah, that is great. Album title. Just going to say Nap Eyes, Dark Credence. Love that song. I thought that was an excellent track. And speaking of things that I love, I bought the Wilco album in vinyl recently. Nice white vinyl version of it. And it came with a digital download. And this is so Wilco. Wilco just gives their fans what they want and more. So when you download the digital copy, it has an entire live record with it.
So Jeff Tweedy, if you're listening, Ian is impressed.
You guys, some bands just don't get it, don't understand that the fans are what drives their success. Wilco gets it. Mm-hmm. They realize that their fans love them, and in turn, they love them back. Mm-hmm. So true. We're going to play a song that's off of Star Wars. It's a live version. It's off of This Thing I Got.
Star Wars being their album, not the recent movie.
Both of which I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It's been a great year for Star Wars. So we're going to play a song called More.
You have to wonder if they didn't name their album Star Wars because of the impending release of The Force Awakens.
I'm not sure what their thinking was. It is an odd choice, but when you Google Star Wars, it might come up with Wilco.
Exactly.
So there you go.
He wants more than I.
Hey, everyone. That was Deer Hunter with a song called Duplex Planet. Before that, we had Faith Healer. Infinite Return was the name of the song. And we started that set off with, you know, probably sick of listening to me talk about Wilco, but...
No, come on.
The song More off of their... Hey. Their Freebie Live
CD. It's your radio show. You know, you own half of this radio show. You can play whatever the hell you want.
That's true.
That's the way I look at it. I really like that Deer Hunter track. That was off an album called Fading Frontier. And the Faith Healer album was called Cosmic Troubles. And I believe that's off Mint.
I'm not sure. Is it on Mint?
I think so.
Good label, Mint. Mint's got some beautiful stuff.
You know, I read somewhere recently. Well, okay, I should say, I think a friend of mine is involved with the owner of Mint. But I think one of the owners of Mint lives in Summerlin, right up the road here.
Really?
Has an address or lists his place of residence as Summerland, BC.
Oh, okay. So if you're listening, fellow who owns part of Mint Records, get a hold of Peach City Radio and see how
we can... What are you doing? You're just like hanging out there?
Yeah.
We're making a radio station here, you know. We need some cool jams to play for the peeps.
Yeah, for sure. And the homies. Yeah, that's awesome.
That sounded pretty bad, eh?
Yeah. No, but
playing cool jams for the peeps.
But I think if you own a record label and you live in Summerland and you are connected with Mint, you know, hey, let's get together and let's see if we can have some synergy between Peach City Radio and...
Call us! I'm doing that really annoying like thumb and pinky finger thing. Call us. Give us a call.
All right, let's just move on then. we've got next a band called White Poppy. And it's Telepathic Love.
I can't remember if they're from Victoria or from Vancouver, but I believe I got this album from my friends over at CFUV. Here's off of Natural Phenomena. It's Telepathic Love on CFUZ.
Left off the dial.
Thank you.
That's Girls' Names, The New Life, their album from 2013 with Hypnotic Regression. And before that, we heard from Grimes off Art Angels. That's the title track. And then we heard from White Poppy before that with Telepathic Love off Natural Phenomenon. I got to say, we're closing out the show here with definitely a leftover for me. It would have been on my list was Kurt Vile off his album Believe I'm Going Down. It's the track is pretty pimpin', but before we go, we just want to say thanks for listening to all our listeners here in Penticton and also in St. John, New Brunswick on CFMH Local FM.
And as I always say, if you like what you hear on Left Off the Dial, if you don't like what you hear on Left Off the Dial, send us a message. Left Off the Dial at Left Off the Dial at PeachCityRadio.org, Facebook, Twitter,
We're all over the place. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for, if you're a supporter of Peach City Radio, thanks for supporting us. And check us out, www.peachcityradio.org for more information.
Thanks for listening.
All he ever wanted was to be someone and left. It was just like, all I want is to just have fun. Live my life like a son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say. Locked in the